This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talk a lot here about quarterly earnings when publicly traded companies say how they did in the previous quarter, yes, but also for many of them, what they think is coming in the near term. It's called guidance or forward-looking analysis. Turns out, though, given the way things are going, a whole lot of companies have stopped trying to predict the future. Marketplace's Andy Euler starts us off.
Guidance is a way for a company to help others value its stock. Chris Ali is an accounting professor at the University of Arkansas.
Firms often choose to voluntarily initiate guidance so that they can help, you know, the market and investors and their suppliers and a lot of people to understand what are their future expectations for performance.
But right now, many companies don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Since March 16th, 46 have withdrawn quarterly guidance and 150 have pulled annual guidance. That's according to the National Investor Relations Institute. United Airlines, Twitter, and Dell are among them. Ali says for good reason.
It would be almost irresponsible for them to be able to provide guidance when they themselves don't have really a full understanding of the effects that this pandemic is going to have on their bottom line.
In normal times, it's a bad look when companies clam up, according to Baruch Lev at NYU.
When you stop guidance, the stock price is hit because it increases significantly suspicion of investors. Why did you stop? What's the reason?
But Ariel Frommer-Babcock at FCLT Global says the fallout from all these companies dishing guidance lately could be good.
We could see a real shift that could bring a whole wave of beneficial things in its path.
Namely, less pressure to produce short-term results, more long-term strategic planning, all of which, she says, can provide a more accurate picture of a company's health. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.